Isaiah chapter 21. The burden of the desert of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, Elam, besiege Media. All the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with pain. Anguish hath taken hold upon me, as the anguish of a woman in travail. I am bowed down so as not to hear. I am dismayed so as not to see. My heart panteth. Horror affrighteth me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into trembling unto me. Prepare the table, appoint the watch. Eat, drink. Arise, ye princes, anoint the shield. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go, set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. And he saw chariots, horsemen by pairs, a chariot with asses, a chariot with camels, and he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried as a lion, Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, there cometh a chariot of men, horsemen by pairs. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods hath he broken unto the ground. O my threshing, and the corn of my floor, what I have heard of Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of Dumah. He calleth to me out of Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, The morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire. Return, come. The burden against Arabia. In the forest of Arabia shall ye lodge, ye caravans of Dedanites. Bring ye water to meet the thirsty. The inhabitants of the land of Tema come forth with their bread for him that fleeth. For they flee from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Within a year, according to the years of a hired servant, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail, and the residue of the number of the archers, the mighty men of the sons of Kedar, shall be diminished. For Jehovah, the God of Israel, hath spoken.